You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, I'm Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to a special Horses in the Morning episode for the weekend. We don't do this too often. Episode 3972. I figured we didn't have a Thursday show for you this week because the Rainers are on a bit of a break, so I thought I'd go back in the archives and find a good one for you from the very, very early days. And I did find this one from March the 14th, 2011. I'd forgotten all about these special shows that we did back then, and we did them for a couple of years, and they were tied in with the Equestrian Social Media Awards. Yes, that was a thing back then. So this was truly honoring the companies and individuals who were adopting all of these social media outlets very early at the beginning, and I would put us in that category as well. Then we did an award show where we had all the winners on in one episode, and we talked to them all for a couple of minutes. And what I found fascinating, you know, listening back to this, is how far we've come in the world of social media, good and bad. And I think as you're listening to this, you're going to go down memory lane of what it was like 15 years ago. Plus, you just heard Christy West on the show on Friday, the skydiver who appeared on the show, and she used to come on from Horse.com, and she's on this episode as well, as the Horse.com had won an award in 2011. This was first from the first Equestrian Social Media Awards, and then we did a second one a year later from the second Social Media Awards, and I'm not sure it went to a third or a fourth. I don't really know what happened to it. I think it kind of fizzled out. The people that were running it gave up on it. I'm not quite sure. So now keep in mind, this isn't great sound. It's from the Blog Talk Radio days, so you have to put up with that. But I think it's a fun listen, especially seeing we have probably about 10 different guests on this episode. And it's a little look down memory lane, and I hope you do enjoy it. And then we'll see you back here on Monday.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to the award-winning Horses in the Morning show on the Horse Radio Network for March 14th, 2011, episode 96, sponsored by Omega Alpha. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, it's Monday, Jamie. How did that time change, do you? So what time is it in Arizona this morning?
Well, because we don't do the time change, and you do, it is now 3 hours difference, so it is currently... Right now, 6:02 a.m. in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, so 6 a.m.
So you only have to get up about 4:30 to start the show notes and everything, right? That's not too bad.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun this morning. Good times. So I think that what I've decided is I will be preparing for the show the evening before.
Well, you had, you know, when you were doing big time radio in Atlanta, you must have had to get up at like 2:30 to do the morning show.
I did. I got up at 2:30 and I was 23, okay? That's a little different. I'm a little bit older now. It hurts a little more.
we have a big show planned, a very special show today. We'll be telling you, normally on Mondays, we listen to Mary Ann Kennedy, who gets us riding, and we go into talking about our weekends and that kind of thing. Not today, because Jennifer's going to tell us about the big show we have planned.
On today's show... For those of you who haven't seen it plastered all over half the Equestrian World's Facebook pages, we have the most decorated horse folks from the world over, the Equestrian Social Media Awards 2011 winners, along
Yay.
With the charming Woo-hoo. Rhea and Dapper Liam, who are the creators of the ESMAs, and it's the best of the best for our sassy, snappy, smart, sharp-witted, loyal listeners today.
Yay! I got a question. See, we're going to have like 12, this is the most
this will be the most guests we've had on any one episode of the Horses in the Morning show. I think there's like 12 guests today. So we won an award. So who are we going to have come on for the Horse Radio Network for us, for Horses in the Morning?
Well, boss, I believe that would be you. So I would introduce you to the reigning world champion in the best newbie category, Glenn the Geek.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to play the music.
Play the music.
All right. Do that again.
Okay.
I just like
the winner
to hear
of the best. The winner of the Best Newcomer Award for the Equestrian Social Media Awards, the president and founder of the Horse Radio Network and co-host of Horses in the Morning, Glenn the Geek.
I'd like to thank all the little people, Jamie and Jennifer and everybody else involved. Thank you very much. I appreciate the award. I'd like to thank Liam and Rhea and half the horse world. Did I do okay? Was I under time?
Just put Liam on. I want to hear his accent and Rhea's too.
Okay, good. Well, here we have to bring on the founders of the award, but I have a little bit of an intro for them too. Half a million Facebook views, 30,000 votes, 6,000 shared links, 4,000 nominations for over 1,000 nominees, 181 finalists in 84 countries, 15 categories in the Equestrian Social Media Awards.
She's Rhea Freeman.
And he's Liam Killen.
And we're delighted to be here at the Elizabeth Benson Trust for Children and Donkeys here in Manchester, sister charity to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Welcome to the first Equestrian Social Media Awards.
All right, so that was fantastic, Glenn. It just kind of ended rather quickly. Anyway, so first of all, we got to say good morning to Liam and Rhea. Good morning. Congratulations, you guys, on this wonderful event you put together.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Oh,
good
hi,
morning.
Liam.
Hi, Rhea. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning, all.
I am so excited about today's show, Liam, and I bet you'll be able to tell me why, because we're going to have you guys on, and we're going to have like 15 other people from other countries that all have accents that we're going to get to talk to and I get to imitate perfectly.
Well, first of all, a very happy St. Patrick's Week to you.
That was terrible.
It's a day.
It's a whole week. It's Guinness Week.
I know, I'm excited. I will have to make Guinness a part of my breakfast cereal every morning in honor of St. Patrick's Week.
Good stuff.
Oh dear. Alcoholism in the morning.
Well, if it's good enough for Zenyatta, it's good enough for me, okay? How awesome was that Zenyatta drinks a Guinness every day? I mean, you guys must have been excited.
Guinness is good for you, they say, yeah? Good for horses,
it sure is. Okay, I got to ask you guys, which one of you is listening to the show behind you? Because we have a bit of an echo, so you have to turn your radios down or your internet computers down or come off speakerphone.
I had you on speakerphone, but I've now taken your speakerphone.
Oh, that's better.
Oh,
it's okay,
that is better, yes. All
That's
right. So
better.
You guys, talk to us about the awards. How did this get started? And how could you imagine that they would get this big?
Well, I received a direct message via Twitter from the lovely Rhea Freeman saying, well, I've got an idea. What do you think if we set up an awards to celebrate people in the UK and Ireland who do social media well, who engage with their customers, who actually provide useful content, not just, you know, it's not just another outlet for press pieces. And within a matter of hours, we had a kind of strategy together, and we had a few Skype meetings, and the Esmas were born, basically.
Yep, I think that's fairly accurate. It was literally a few hours when you get Liam behind it.
So Rhea, did you name them the Equestrian Social Media Awards, the ESMAs?
I don't really know how that came about. I mean, it's quite a descriptive title, isn't it? So I'm not sure whether I don't know if I can be not blamed, credited for it, the genius that is its title. I think that just sort of happened.
Well, I have to tell you guys that over the weekend, I was at a meeting here in Lexington, Kentucky, and about 8 of the people in the meeting were either nominees or award winners. And the ESMA Awards has already become a lexicon in the equestrian world language, because when they were introducing themselves, they announced whether they were ESMA Award nominees or winners. And at one point in the beginning of the meeting, it was asked that all the ESMA Award winners stand up. So you guys, you're committed now. You have to continue doing this.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yes.
Really good.
I'm telling you, it's kind of like being an Academy Award winner. For the rest of those people's life, they get to say on the big screen, they'll be like, and now Marissa Tomei, Academy Award winner, going to be in this movie. And then so now forever after, we can say, and now, Horses in the Morning, winner of the Equestrian Social Media Award. It's the same thing, almost.
Oh, I love it. You definitely use that.
It's pretty cool.
Go ahead, Liam.
I was looking online this morning just to see who had mentioned it, and I find an article on a Dutch website that was all in Dutch, and I was trying to work out if I could understand it, but I just kept saying ESMA's and Equestrian Social Media Awards, and I was like, oh my God, it's in Dutch, that's amazing.
Hey, Liam, can you give us your best Dutch accent then?
Oh, nice.
Yes, smoking a pancake. Sorry, that was terrible.
That was worse than Jamie trying to do your accent, Liam. That was really good. Hey, guys, how did you end up now? For everybody, we're not going to review the complete list here this morning because we just don't have time with all the guests coming on. They can find that actually on your website, and isn't it equestriansocialmediaawards.com?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay, so they can review the whole list and see the videos that you guys, Liam, if you haven't seen it, Liam and Rhea did great awards videos for each of the nominees, and then they had us submit videos if we were to win, and you played those. It was all cool. It was well done. How'd you end up at the donkey place to do the awards ceremony? Annette, Rhea, you can
go. Go ahead, Rhea.
Oh, no, the pressure. Well, it's a sanctuary which is really close to Liam's house in Manchester. And you had a chat with them about it, didn't you? And they were quite happy to have us take over a part of the event. I mean, it's the most amazing centre for the day. So Elizabeth Spensden Trust for Donkeys and Children. And they were just lovely, and it was just the most brilliant place to do it. So I'm really, really... We're grateful to them to help for allowing us to do it there. But it was all through, it's a place Liam goes, I think, when he needs an equine hit. Is that how you refer to it?
Yeah. My horses are back in Ireland. Whenever I need an equine fix, I just walk over there and pet the donkey.
Well, you know, and I didn't realize until I started looking at your bio, Liam, that you're quite a rider too.
Rider or writer?
Rider.
Rider.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I used to ride for McLean Ward in the States back in 2005. I spent a few months in his barn in New York riding about 6 or 7 horses a day. That was amazing. And then I went to an equine college, so that was, you know, they somehow managed to work into the curriculum that you could actually get a degree by doing leg yielding, which is interesting, which is kind of interesting.
Well, all right, guys. Well, we're going to start here, and we want you to hang around, if you will, because we have our first of the award winners we're going to talk about here today. So we're going to bring them on. Let me do that. All right, so we have... For the category of Best YouTube Channel, UK and Ireland, and Most Informative, 2 of them, and Most Informative in the UK and Ireland, we have Horse and Hound. Well, and from Horse and Hound, we have with us Carol Phillips. I'm going to get Carol on here. Hi, Carol, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Glenn. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a little while since we've chatted, and I am so excited about this. You know, for our listeners, we have listeners in 42 countries, and for our listeners around the world, Horse and Hound is the paper. If you want to know about anything in the horse world in the United Kingdom, first of all, everybody subscribes to it, and you go there first. And when we want to get news, what's happening across the pond, as they say, we go to Horse and Hound first, too. So congratulations.
Thanks. That's really nice to hear that you guys are using us as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you're just the go-to place. So, you know, I think it was really great that Liam and Rhea did what they did to put this together. And, you know, it obviously took a lot of hard work and a lot more work than they originally expected. You guys, you've probably won dozens of awards of different kinds, though.
Well, a few here and there. But it was a great idea, and it was an idea that we really embraced, and we were very happy to help Rhea and Liam get it out to the wider equestrian world. So it's I think overall it's been a huge success.
Yes, well, and definitely. So now your paper is so popular. Why is it popular for the rest of the world? Why are you guys so popular in the UK?
Well, we are the only weekly equestrian title in the UK.
Okay.
And we offer a combination of news and reports from all the major events in all the major disciplines every single week.
That is a heck of a lot of work, by the way.
It certainly is. It keeps us busy, keeps us out of trouble.
Well, I know I've met I spent some time with several of your people that were over here for the World Equestrian Games. We got to spend 16 days together, pretty much. And what fun we had. It was just a good time spending time with you guys covering the World Equestrian Games, too. It was a great time.
It was. I wasn't actually out there. It was a couple of my colleagues, Sarah and Pippa, who were out in
Pippa.
Kentucky. And it was very hard work, but it was a great time, and we got some really good content out of it.
Pippa and I spent 4 days watching vaulting together. That is bonding right there.
That's exciting right there.
Yes. Well, Pippa got very into the vaulting, and Sarah, our then dressage editor, got very into the reining. They've both come back with a new enthusiasm for the what essentially here are minority sports.
Well, don't tell anybody that I also kind of got into the vaulting. I don't want to lose my horse husband credibility, but I really enjoyed the vaulting. I hate to say that out loud, but I did.
Okay, time out. Glenn, of course you would enjoy large draft horses cantering around with scantily clad girls on top of them. What is not to love in your world? That's no surprise to me at all.
Well, congratulations again, Carol. Do you have anybody you want to thank, like the Academy Awards? Anybody you want to thank?
Yeah, I mean, just the guys that follow us on these social media platforms. You know, without them, there's no way we would have won any of the three awards that we actually picked up. We also picked up Best Magazine.
You mean I missed one?
You did.
Wow. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Carol. Where can people find the Horse and Hound online?
The Horse and Hound website is www.horseandhound.co.uk. As I said, we're also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, so do come along and join in the fun.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, Glenn, I don't tweet. I don't tweet anything. Like, I don't think anybody cares what I have to tweet. And so it's kind of embarrassing when you follow like 150 people and like the only person that follows you is like your next door neighbor and your brother. So I have like two followers, which they don't ever hear anything from me, but I am a horse and hound follower, and it is awesome. I mean, they keep you up to date on all the news stuff that is going on. It's like the Chronicle of the Horse and the Horse put together in one magazine. So they constantly keep you up to date on competitions, on news, on just anything going on. Like, your favorite stories are when horses get trapped in somebody's swimming pool and they get rescued. They tweet those.
I know. That's where I find them. Hey, Leo, is there anybody in the United Kingdom that owns a horse that doesn't get horse and hound?
I would imagine not, actually. There was a really cool story on Horse and Hound online over the weekend. A fashion designer at London Fashion Week actually said that the inspiration for one of his shoes was based around horse and hound. They're getting into the fashion world as well. They're a trendy bunch.
Wow. See? Speaking
of fashion, you guys were looking mighty dapper in your awards videos. Rhea, was that a like prom gown or was that something from a hunt ball or?
Yes, it was. I recycled it slightly, but you know, it was still in its first use. I hadn't had it for a very long time.
And I imagine after being at the donkey sanctuary, walking all the way around it, that it was pretty messed up by the time you were done.
I don't think I'll be wearing it next year. I think I think I will have to purchase a new one.
All right. So Rhea, what shoes were you wearing? Because Liam was wearing big, tall boots. It's not fair, really, because guys get to wear comfortable shoes and everybody thinks it's cute. And then we got to wear these high heels, but you're at a donkey sanctuary. What did you wear?
Well, I actually wore my tougher boots. They're sort of just under the knee, flat. I wear them pretty much all day, every day. And I mean, I'm 6 foot one anyway, so with heels on, I think Liam would have looked very, very small.
He wouldn't have fit in the thing. He wouldn't have fit in the picture.
Exactly. And that's not what we wanted. That wasn't the look we were going for.
I thought you were just wanting to express the point that you were in charge by being about 6 inches taller than Liam.
No. Well, obviously, that is the case. I'm going to be stabbed. it's just I am quite tall. I didn't put it on for the event or anything.
I think it'd be more like if you know Tom Cruise, when he has to do a kissing scene, they make him stand on a box. So Liam, we could put like a little step stool for you, and you could climb right on up next to Rhea.
We didn't have to do that.
I would have needed a mounting block.
That was bad.
I will say that we're really glad there wasn't a kissing scene in the Equestrian Social Media Awards. That would have been kind of weird.
Yes, it would have been quite strange.
Yeah,
my husband was there on sound.
Oh, your husband was there? Oh, yeah, that would have been weird.
Yeah, it would have gone a bit weird at that point, wouldn't it?
Well, now, there were some award winners. I wanted to just briefly touch on some of the ones that are not going to be here with us today. And I'm looking down the list here. There was one, Best Use of Social Media by a Charity, called Save a Forgotten Equine. So what do you guys know about that one?
Save a Forgotten Equine, or SAFE as they're known, are based, as I believe, in Washington State. And the founders of the charity actually met on the Chronicle of the Horse news bulletin. So technically they've met via social media in its early days. And they have a spokeshorse in their video thanking everyone for voting for them.
Yeah, that was – yeah. Which one – I got to say, Jamie and I think we had a favorite. I'm trying to remember. Was it Horseware that had the cute little biddy in their acceptance video and had the horses all playing in the blankets? Was that Horseware that did that?
Oh, would they have the guy laughing in the background?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, that was the Horseware acceptance video.
Yeah, that was one of my faves.
That was cute. And another one of my favorites, he's going to be on with us today, hopefully, is Oliver Townend's video. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was. I can't believe it. I wonder what William Fox picked, wonder what his reaction was to the fact that he was sponsoring £100,000 for the winner.
Yeah, Glenn, do you have that speech?
I don't have I don't have it still loaded.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So for those who didn't know, Ollie was sitting there, and I can't wait to talk to him about this because hopefully he's going to be on the show today, is he jumped up and said, he's like, wait a second, I got an award for messing about in my computer. How is that? That was pretty good.
Yes,
so he got this award for messing around with his computer, and he said that a William Fox Pitt would be giving him £100,000 because of that. That was the sponsored prize money. So I kind of thought that that was a good idea, and I want a percentage because we did win one too. And I think as hosts, you, Liam, and you, Rhea, should definitely get some of that money as well.
Yeah, oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So if nobody has seen that video, you've got to go to EquestrianSocialMediaAwards.com and check it out because the guy's hilarious. And, again, I think he's going to be on our show a little bit later today, so we will definitely have to talk to him about that. And he also, I don't know if you guys know this, but he says that he has, like, another personality. It's called Marmaduke that comes out when he's in rare form. And he gave a speech at one of the conventions here in the States and told about this alter ego that he has, and it's this like wild monkey that comes out every once in a while, and I wonder who we'll get on the phone today.
I don't even know how to comment to that one.
Well, guys, the other ones, I was just looking down here, best use of social media for an amateur rider, shoestring eventing. And I don't know much about shoestring eventing, actually.
Oh, shoestring eventing. It's a lady called Sarah Jane Brown, and she blogs about what she does with her horses. I think she actually did an interview in Eventing magazine, which is a publication over here, and worked out how much money she spent on eventing a year, and it was quite astronomical. But she's a really dedicated rider and sort of proving that people, even if they're amateur, if they're sort of really dedicated and work incredibly hard, can get up to the high levels that are usually fairly exclusive to professionals.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's cool. And then we had a category for, I'm taking a look here, best use of social media by a talking animal, Primrose Hill. And I guess we didn't get the talking animal to come on today.
No, I think
no, she's too busy eating hay.
Those animals are always too busy doing something. They're always too busy, the animals, to talk to us. It just works out that way.
And what kind of animal is that, though, Glenn?
Yeah, I assume it's a horse.
Oh, it's a horse, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's, like, the talking donkeys and all that, too. So I wasn't sure who was who.
That's fair enough. It's always best to accept. There was a dog in that category as well.
There was a dog. No, there was two dogs and a sheep, a very opinionated sheep from Essex who shares a field with a warm blood, and he's called Horse. And Horse kicks him for stealing his food, and every time he gets annoyed with Horse, he tweets. And he's called Millfield Lammy, and he's hilarious. If anyone wants a laugh now and again, follow the sheep from Essex. He's very funny.
That sounds awesome. That's very clever. Hey, I'm looking here, too, at who was in the category with us, and we should acknowledge them, too. We were in Category 15, Best Social Media Newcomer. And actually, I think when this awards first started, our show, we had been on, of course, the Horse Radio Network's been around for a couple of years, and we do a lot of other shows. But Horses in the Morning had been on for about a month, so we were definitely a newcomer. But with us, number two was the Indiana Horse Rescue, and we're going to try and get them on the show here in the next couple of weeks, and also Pony Pros. And I don't know anything about Pony Pros either. Do you guys know anything about them?
Pony Pros, I think it's an American-based riding school where they basically do a lot of natural horsemanship, and they have the children bonding with the ponies. And if you have a look at their YouTube channel, the stuff that they do is absolutely amazing. And the connection between these tiny children and the ponies at the school, it's actually really, really interesting. I would definitely recommend people have a look at their YouTube channel because some of their videos are brilliant.
Terrific. That sounds like fun, too. You know, one of the things that I got out of this is, as a result of this, I am following, I must have 50 more likes on Facebook, And I'm following a bunch more people on Twitter as a result of this. So, and I think it was terrific that way. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm not the only one. And that was one of the goals I assume that you had, was to expose people to things that they wouldn't normally find.
Definitely. I think connecting the equestrian community via things like Facebook and Twitter is really useful. I mean, I'm also following more people and you know, liking more Facebook pages and learning more about what other people are up to within the industry.
And I think what we're going to do here, we're waiting for the next one to call in. So I think what we're going to do is Jamie's going to talk to us about our title sponsor.
Absolutely. Our title sponsor for today is Omega Alpha. Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products, and their scientists are guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, and they formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. So I know that when I got to talk to Dr. Chang, and I got to meet like the world-famous Dr. Chang when we were in Philadelphia, and he gave me some really good ideas on changing my horse's supplementation and the diets and everything. And I've already gone through the entire Biotic 8 program with my thoroughbred. And now Dr. Chang had me, you know, he's so helpful because he said, go ahead and grab some flax seeds, grind them up, and give them to your horses. So now each one of my horses gets a cup of flaxseed every single day thanks to Dr. Chang's advice. And that being a fiber is good for helping get rid of the sand, all the omega-3s. And so, you know, Dr. Chang knows what he's talking about, and his products are fantastic, and cannot wait to get started on the next one. But I just want to tell you that Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science, and they really know their stuff. So look for their products at retailers nationwide or visit them at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca.
And you're listening to Horses in the Morning with Jamie Jennings and Glenn the Geek. And we are here with Liam Killian. I can't say that together. And Rhea Freeman. And we are talking about the Equestrian Social Media Awards. And we have a bunch of them coming up. And next on the line, we are talking about the award that was for best use of Twitter from the UK and Ireland. And that was Horse and Country TV. And we want to welcome from Horse and Country TV, we have Katie Gilmore. Good morning, Katie, and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you very much.
And congratulations, by the way, for winning this award.
Thank you. We're absolutely delighted.
Are you the official tweeter?
I am the official tweeter. There's a couple of us that tweet, but yeah, it's probably the main tweeter at the moment.
that always sounds bad when you put it that way. You know that?
It does, doesn't it? It doesn't sound like a proper job.
Now, Katie, we have listeners all around the world, and I have to be honest, I don't know much about Horse and Country TV either. So for our listeners around the world, what's Horse and Country TV and what do you do?
Okay, well, we have a television channel in the UK on Sky 280, and we also have an international website, which you can see at horseandcountry.tv. We cover daily news. We have top riders blogging for us. We also have probably the biggest collection of horse video online. So there's a mixture of programs from our TV channel that can be watched, as well as masterclasses from top riders, video interviews, you name it, it's there.
So when you're tweeting, and you're basically tweeting for your entire company, so your representation of your company, do you have to have your tweets approved by anybody, or do you just tweet away?
No, we tend to tweet away. We use Twitter slightly differently in that we tend to use it for event coverage. So, for example, at the International Horse Show at Olympia this year, we actually provided a complete event commentary just using Twitter. So anyone that couldn't get to the event itself was able to follow all the action through our tweets and hopefully get a sense of the action. London was hit by pretty heavy snow during Olympia, so there were a lot of people that actually couldn't get down to the event. So we do some kind of corporate messages, but generally it's editorial content that our users will find interesting.
Okay, cool. So it's a little bit helpful as well, you know, you're not just tweeting the daily news and silliness, you're actually tweeting useful information. What's that like?
Absolutely. We'll also tweet tips on, you know, riding tips on horse health care, We every now and again we'll do a Friday joke that we'll tweet on a Friday, which is usually a pretty poor joke, but it does seem to excite our followers.
So you don't want
to steal it from our show,
yeah,
really? It's probably
yeah.
What
we
happens.
Shouldn't be stealing from you then, huh?
No, I wouldn't. I'd avoid our jokes.
Katie, can you watch? Can we see your channel online? Do you have an online component?
Not the full TV channel, but a lot of the programs are online. So you can watch a lot of the shows that we put out on TV all online. If you just go to horseandcountry.tv/video, you'll see there we've got a comprehensive amount of video. There's something like 350 hours of video to watch there.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. That is really neat. And, you know, I have to say, and Rhea and Liam, I am so jealous that you guys have a cool station like this to watch over there.
We are very lucky. This is a really, really
yeah,
good station.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that is kind of neat that because, you know, not everybody everywhere in the world do you have that opportunity to have that full-time kind of coverage like they do.
No, it's really great. And there was one time I was watching, they had a show where they went behind the scenes at Carl Hester's yard. Carl Hester is an English dressage writer. And I tend to tweet while I'm watching TV anyway. And I at replied Horse and Country TV to just say, you know, good job, really enjoyed the show. And they actually replied back to me, so that was really good. Twitter in action.
Definitely.
You know, I think it's amazing, and we were talking about this over the weekend here, is it feels so cool when you're tweeting. Twitter is the place. Facebook, I think it happens more often, but when you're on Twitter and you're tweeting with somebody that's like famous or a place like Horse and Country or one of the big networks, things like that, and somebody actually answers you, it makes you feel really special. You know, do you guys put a real effort into that, Katie?
We absolutely do. We try and reply to everyone that tweets to us. We obviously get quite a high volume of that, so it's not necessarily always possible. But, yeah, we do try and reply to everyone that tweets to us because that's what Twitter's about. It's about communicating and making sure people's voices are heard. And we also use it for feedback. So, like Liam said, when we screened At Home with Carl Hester, we were waiting for comments on the show to make sure people enjoyed it. Because when the first episode went out, the final ones were still in production. So we were able to take on feedback and adapt the show so that people would enjoy it as much as they could. So, you know, we do use it for that. And we do ask people to tweet and let us know what they think.
So what is your number one show ratings-wise? What's your top show right now?
I think it probably is still At Home with Carl Hester, which is the show that Liam was talking about. That's now available on DVD as well for people to buy. It's been incredibly popular, and Carl Hester is such a huge rider in this country. Online, our top shows are slightly different. The online video that does really well, we have a masterclass by Edward Gow that was performed at Olympia, and that's been the highest rating show online for about a year, which is quite amazing.
So we can watch all this online, Glenn.
Yes, we're going to have to do that. I'm learning so much today. Well, Katie, thank you very much. We appreciate you being on from Horse and Country. What's the website again?
It's horseandcountry.tv.
All right, horseandcountry.tv. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks.
And we apologize, everybody, for the little bit of a delay, but we're going to get that when we're talking to England and all around the world. That kind of thing happens. For sure. So how many votes, Rhea, did you guys get total for the awards on Facebook?
Oh, gosh, a lot. Liam, you have the figures, don't you? You're more of a figure man than me.
Yeah, I'm the geek. So total nominations, we had just under, I can't remember the exact figure, just under 4,000. And in total, 5,682 unique individuals cast their votes. And it ranged. Some people only voted for one or two people, but the vast majority of people actually sat down and went through the list looking at each of the finalists, and then they made a decision, and the vast majority of people actually voted in at least 75% of the categories. So they actually had formed an opinion and then cast their vote, which hopefully we believe kind of makes it, you know, a very useful award ceremony. It's not people who've just gone, oh yeah, well I like these people because their feed is the best or their boots are really comfortable. They've actually looked at their social media activity and formed a true opinion, which we think is great.
Oh,
Yeah, that is terrific. And I know what kind of work you guys put into this, because I know you didn't plan it to start out this way. So you must, and tell us a little bit about, while we're getting our next award winner on the line here, tell us a little bit about Abbeville, because not many people around the world know what Abbeville Equine is either.
Abbeville Equine is, well, Abbeville is my parents' farm back in Ireland. There's a few companies owned by my dad and my uncles who all have Abbeville in the name. So I was like, okay, why not? Follow the family tradition. Basically, Abbeville Equine is a way for the horse industry to get online in the easiest and most stress-free way possible. So we provide a really amazing website tool to the equine industry called PagePlay, which was developed by two friends of mine here in Manchester. And it's basically a painfully simple content management system that people don't have to learn anything new or download any expensive software to be able to use it. They literally log into it. You can actually see it at the start of each of the videos, there's a little advert for PagePlay, so you can see what PagePlay can do. But I also do workshops with equestrian businesses to show them how to use social media and basically make the most of the free tools that are out there so that they can maximize, you know, their marketing potential. Because from what I've seen, there have been a number of people who've tried to take advantage of the fact that a lot of, you know, small equestrian businesses maybe aren't that tech savvy, and so they kind of have hiked the price up to kind of hoodwink them. But with, you know, we want to make sure that people are aware that it's, you know, technology isn't scary. You can do it yourself. Here's how.
All right, so we have our next one on the line here, and this was for the best use of social media by a feed company.
And, of course, it was Purina Mills, so congratulations. Chris Goodwin is on the line from Purina. How are you, Chris?
Good morning.
Good
Doing great.
Morning.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you calling from?
I am in Missouri in the United States, and that is where our Longview Animal Nutrition Center is for the Purina feeds.
Oh, gotcha. You know, the great thing about Purina that I find as a horse owner, because I do feed the senior, I feed the strategy, and what I find about Purina is what's so great about it is you can get it anywhere in the United States, and it is consistent. No matter where you go, I find it's a very trustworthy brand to have. So you guys are incorporating social media into all of this. How is that?
Well, we started out probably a couple years ago now, and it was really one of those things that we took on because we saw more and more horse owners and animal owners going out to the web, getting their own Facebook accounts or doing some other things online. And we needed to reach out to them, as well as there's a lot of equine bloggers, as you guys all know, out there. And we wanted to reach out to them and participate with them. Purina is a long-standing company in all animal feeds. And we have a big component to our business that's education. And it was a really great fit for us to use social media to help educate folks about nutrition or tips on nutrition or even animal care or stable management. We have more than 1,000 acres out here in Missouri, which is a dedicated farm to animal nutrition and the research of animal nutrition. We have many animals, not just horses, at our farm. And as you know, our Mike Jarina is our horse manager out at our research unit, and he does a lot of great work with the animals, and he takes care of about 72 horses out at the farm along with the staff. So we have a lot of fun things to talk about, so it's fun to have the blog, and it's fun to reach out. And a lot of our folks are horse people. So they have a lot to talk about to the horse folks out in America and around the world.
Well, Chris, one of these mornings, we're going to have to take the Horses in the Morning live show out to the barn there and record from there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we can chat with the horses.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, we can chat with the horses. We can learn a little bit more about nutrition and feed and all that stuff. We're definitely going to have to do that one of these days. And you're not that far from Kentucky, so So we will definitely plan that. Well, and give your website out for everybody to find that.
We are PurinaMills.com, or if you're looking for the specific horse side of that, it's horse.PurinaMills.com.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations again, and we appreciate you being on.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
And the next up we have here is the Best Talking Animal International.
And, of course, the winner and complete, I mean, this horse has become world famous because of his rider. We would like to congratulate Peter Atkins and his Run Henny Run videos. Yay! How are you, Peter?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. But our first question, because we've been covering you guys and talking about Henny on the show, and we know that Henny had to go in for colic surgery. So how is he?
He's recovered great. He's back in light work, and he'll get back to more serious work very shortly. And then he'll get to start jumping again. So that's his favorite thing to do.
That's awesome. I got to tell you, I have the faith, because my old thoroughbred, he had a couple colic surgeries, and then he competed training up to training level after that. So I know it can be done, and Henny is, you know, of course, a super strong horse, and you're an awesome rider, and we're just so excited to see you guys back on the scene soon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. He stands in the corner of his paddock every day watching me jump other horses, and he wants to get out there and start jumping again.
He's jealous, and he's going to be mad at you. Watch out. So
he's got to be back in work again. So.
Sorry. Oh, good. Good. No, I want to know, how did this – so for those who haven't seen it, if you've been living under a rock forever, Peter is the one that has the helmet cam, and you can watch him and Henny go on the most incredible cross-country rides with Peter cheering on his horse. How did this helmet cam idea happen?
I was watching the Winter Olympics last year, and saw some of the snowboarders, I think, had the had helmet cams on. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool. And one of my other owners, I asked her if she wanted to see her horse go cross country. She rides herself just jumpers, and she thought it was a great idea. So she bought me one, and I put it on, and the rest is history.
Well, it certainly is. Did you have any idea how popular all of this was going to become?
I had no idea how cool it was going to look when I first did it. And and Henny just makes it, because his ears are pricked and he's focused all the time, and he checks back with me occasionally, but he's all the time his ears are pricked, and he just loves his job.
He really does. I mean, it gives you the idea that, you know, you could actually be on that horse running the cross country course, and the audio is fantastic, and to hear you cheering on, you know, it makes me a little bit emotional to see the connection that you two have together on a cross country course. And I'm so glad that you guys decided to put the helmet cam on and to let the rest of us into that world. And congratulations on winning the Equestrian Social Media Award for it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Peter, we'll talk to you soon.
I think Peter had to get it back to riding horses today, because he's bringing up some other cool horses that we'll see him on in major events here pretty soon. And we're going to go right into our next award. And next up, we have, by the way, the board here with that we take our calls on, and everything looks like a Christmas tree right now. So good job, Jennifer, for keeping track of it all. Now I'm trying to keep track of it all as well. We have the best use of Facebook, UK and Ireland, and the best use of social media feed company, UK and Ireland. Two awards. And before that, we have Spillers, and we have Rachel Austin on the line here. You guys had one of the coolest acceptance videos, Rachel. Well done.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you liked it.
It was very well done, and, you know, you guys look like you have a lot of fun doing your job, too.
And
I especially like the end of that video. It was really neat.
Yeah, we have a great dynamic team here. Well, we call it HQ, headquarters. And, yeah, had a great time making the video, definitely.
Tell us about Spillers. I don't know much about Spillers.
So Spillers is a horse feed brand that was established in 1958 over here in the UK. We were the first feed company to bring the horse compound feed out, which was horse and pony cubes. And we've been making feed ever since. So we've got quite a bit of history behind us.
Well, yeah, apparently. And how do you use social media? How have you found that to really help your business?
Well, I think, to be honest, the main use of social media for us was just to really bring out the personalities behind our brand and just share that passion for horses overall, because loads of us here in the office own horses ourselves. And it's just great to be able to share that with our customers, too.
And I know that you guys are pretty popular now over there. Liam and Rio, you know, what can you tell us about Spillers?
Oh, God, what can't we say about Spillers? Spillers is a huge, huge company. They're massive in Europe. They basically, they're probably the leading feed company here, and they have absolutely mastered social media. They donated 18 tons of feed to the Red Wings Horse Sanctuary in Norfolk. Basically, every single person who liked their Facebook page, they added another kilogram to the totalizer. And they did an absolutely fantastic job. And they fed, I think Red Wings has over 1,000 horses, ponies, donkeys, and mules. And I'm sure they relished the Spillers feed over the winter months.
Oh, yeah. Love Spillers. That's awesome. Like you guys now. Are you still doing that?
I'm afraid the campaign ended towards the end of last year, but we have a new campaign launched at the moment, which is celebrating our veteran horses, our senior horses. So definitely go and join the page and upload a picture of your golden oldie to join in with the competition.
Now,
I
noticed on Facebook it's Team Spillers, right?
That's right. It's all about the team.
Well, that's cool, and I like how you do that, too. I thought that was pretty neat, and obviously you guys have a sense of humor, so that we love that about you.
Absolutely, yeah. We're always having laughs and joking around here, but obviously the main thing being just that we can all communicate our passion for horses using social media and just integrating it into our wider marketing mix, too.
Well, I have to say, we just talked to Purina, and we said that we have to go out to their test farm there and their offices to record the morning show someday. I really think, Jamie, we ought to go over to England. Or where are you guys located? Where's your central office?
It's Milton Keynes.
Oh, that'll work. So we'll go over there and record the morning show there someday. Now it'll be the middle afternoon,
sure.
Which would be okay. It'll be the middle afternoon, but then by then we could have started in the pubs, and it'll be really fun.
Absolutely. Come on over. You're more
Thank
than
you,
Rachel.
Team. We appreciate you being on. Thank you very much. That's Spillers. What's the website?
It's spillers-feeds.com.
Spillers-feeds.com. Thank you, Rachel.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
I love the fact that she said where she was located, and you were like, that'll work. Like, you have no idea where that is.
I had no idea where that was. Liam, can you tell us where that was? I had no idea. Is it, like, near London or something?
Yeah, you'd fly into Birmingham. It's about 20 miles away from Birmingham. You'd be fine.
Okay, good.
Is it?
All right, good.
I thought it was near London.
No, it's in the middle.
See, you guys don't even know where it is.
I'm not gifted at any form of geography. I'll Google it. Hold tight.
Google map it. We'll figure it out.
And I was just about to say, Liam, when we come in, will you guide us around? But now I'm having second thoughts. Maybe we'll get Rhea to do it, depending on who's right here.
Oh, no, I'm really bad. I'll get you horribly lost.
Oh, really?
I'm sure if you let Rhea be your tour guide,
you'll
end up somewhere.
So it's in Buckinghamshire, you said?
It's Buckinghamshire.
It's Rhea. Oh, sorry.
It's quite near London.
It is? Okay. See? So I'm gonna hang out with Rhea. The heck with Liam.
I'm Irish. I'm not even from here.
I'm not from here. And I can't get there from here. All right, so next up, we are going to have our next one here, and I'm taking a look at who we have on. All right, good. We have, let me find it, the best use of social media by a charity. And that is, go ahead.
The winner is British Horse Society, Claire Ellis. Congratulations, British Horse Society. And, of course, speaking in representation of them today is Claire Ellis. Good morning, Claire, or good afternoon for you, I guess.
Yeah, good morning to you.
So, okay, for us dumb Americans, when we are sitting over here and we see the British Horse Society, which I have seen plastered, you know, everywhere, I don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. Obviously, a charity of some sort.
Yeah, well, the BHS was founded in 1947, and it was an amalgamation of the Institute of the Horse and Pony Club, the National Horse Association of Great Britain. We've now got over 72,000 members, and we are the largest and most influential equestrian charity and membership organisation in the UK. And we've also got a further 34,000 members from our affiliated riding club scheme as well.
So what do you think your mission statement would be if you were to say, this is what we do? Because you've got everybody involved. So what is the mission statement?
Yeah, our main aims are obviously to campaign, to offer advice and help, and also for training and qualifications.
Okay, gotcha. So what do you do for the British Horse Society? What is your position besides introducing all or accepting all the awards?
Very glamorous. I am actually the marketing, PR and fundraising executive for the British Horse Society. So, you know, under that, I bring in the whole of the social media as well as our fundraising for all our campaigns we do.
Nice. That's fantastic. Well, what would you like to say to Liam and Rhea for this awesome award and bringing you guys, you know, up to the forefront?
Yeah, well, obviously, thank you very much to you both. They think they're both aware of how pathetic I was about having to film a video. I suppose, you know, it's been such a good way for us, you know, a great platform for us to reach our members further. And so many people out there don't realize that we are a charity. So that's just been a fantastic thing to, you know, shine a light on the fact that we are a charity and we are out there campaigning and fundraising to do the work we do.
And it's great. Where can people find out more? Do you have a website? What's your Twitter page? You know, your social media gathering. What is it?
Yeah, our website is obviously www.bhs.org.uk. Our Twitter name is British Horse. And our Facebook, if you search for the group, the British Horse Society, it should come up on there. I think we've got about 4,500 members now.
Well, congratulations with that, Claire. And
thank
I have to say
much.
That you're not the only pathetic ones. We were pretty pathetic, too. I didn't even know how to change the format. I didn't even know what he, you know, when Liam sent out the request for the videos and he said it's in a certain format, I just sent him whatever because I had no idea. So we're right in there together. Thank you so much, Claire, from
thank
the British Horse Society. We appreciate you being on.
Lovely. Thank you.
And now, our next one on the line here, and I'm taking a look at who's waiting. Ah, one of my good friends, for the best use of social media by a magazine, International. We have somebody representing them that I have sat with at many a horse show, and that is Sarah from the Chronicle of the Horse, regular contributor to Horses in the Morning. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. We hardly ever get to have you on the show, but I have to say, you guys join us every Friday for what we call the Friday Chronicle Report. And Megan, who is your intern, who has been on the last couple of weeks because Lisa's been out, she is terrific.
Oh, that's super. She really gets the whole social media thing, and Megan has been a wonderful addition to our staff this spring.
Well, and rightly so. She's great. She was very kind to put up with our crap. Let's just say that.
I bet she had a great time. She said she's really enjoyed doing the two shows she's done so far.
Well, she is welcome back anytime Lisa is out running around the country. No problem there. Sarah, you guys, congratulations. You know, we talked to Horse and Hound earlier. Well, really, the Chronicle is the Horse and Hound of the United States. Tell us a little bit about Horse and Hound for our listeners around the world who may not be familiar. Or tell us a little bit about the Chronicle for listeners around the world who may not be familiar. There's too many people on the show today, Sarah. It's just
no worries. I would be happy to. The Chronicle of the Horse is the sport horse news resource for the United States and internationally. We cover primarily news, both gosh, everywhere. We cover it online at www.crownofhorse.com. We cover it in our magazine, The Chronicle of the Horse, which has been around since 1937, originally the Middleburg Chronicle in Middleburg, Virginia. And now we're covering sport horse news in our new digital magazine, The Chronicle Connection, which comes out monthly.
And you guys cover a lot of the major events that are around the country. And where were you this weekend? You were out and about, weren't you?
I sure was. I was in West Palm Beach for the World Dressage Masters.
Oh, that was tough.
I live a rough life. That was actually my third trip to Florida this season. We also had somebody out in California at the Hitz Desert Circuit in Thermal, and we had somebody at Red Hills, which is also in Florida, for the CIC 3-star there. So we covered our top three there, hunter, jumper, dressage, and eventing. We had somebody in each place.
Well, and, you know, Red Hills was, we did that coverage with the Eventing Radio Show. Chris was down there as well, and it sounded like a beautiful event. And the Dressage Masters, that must have been thrilling for you. First of all, you're down there with palm trees and 80 degrees, and then to see some of the, you know, the best around, to see, you know, and just to see some fantastic competition.
I mean, the story of the World Dressage Masters was that it happened at all this year, honestly. It was supposed to take place the beginning of February, and it got canceled because they were, the folks over at the Winter Equestrian Festival were concerned that they might not have the kind of star power. And they just stepped it up at the Jim Brandon Center. They transformed that place. It looked like, you know, the French countryside. They had a catered dinner and they had a full house. It was like being at a big indoor show in Europe. It was an amazing experience.
And of course, there was a winner that came out of that. That was quite extraordinary too.
Stephen Peters just rode his butt off. I mean, he and Ravel, I've been watching these two compete since they did some of their first Grand Prix in the United States, and they are, you know, they just are such a wonderful pair, so harmonious, and yet, you know, Ravel, his abilities are phenomenal. It's wonderful and really fun to watch them go.
Well, congratulations again, and, you know, we have you guys on every Friday. We'll remind everybody at about 10 o'clock Eastern time. You guys join us for the Friday Chronicle Report. And we have enjoyed having you guys on, and we really appreciate you playing along and putting up with us every time.
Well, actually, I want to say a big thank you to Horse Radio in general. I think I attended last year the first social media equestrian social media roundup that you guys put on, and that was a huge influence in our reaching out and expanding our social media presence in general, and I know you guys just did that again this weekend, but it's the partnership between the Chronicle of the Horse and Horse Radio has been wonderful and I hope beneficial for both of us.
I think so, and of course you know how we feel about the Chronicle. Everybody here, including Jamie and Jennifer, you know, we grew up with the Chronicle.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that. Honestly, it's an honor to work at this magazine. It has such a history, so thanks for that. It's good to hear.
Now, will you do us a favor? I know you're coming down for Rolex, right?
We certainly will have people. We haven't totally determined who. We've also got to send two people over to Leipzig, Germany for the World Cup finals. So, again, you know, everybody's always on the road here.
Yeah, that's tough. Which one are you voting for?
I am not going to Germany. I have not quite determined about Rolex because there's this pesky thing about somebody has to stay in the office and keep, you know, the ship running at home, too.
Well, whoever you send to Rolex, we're going to be doing a live morning show from Rolex every morning, all 4 days, and we're going to be doing the Eventing Radio Show in the evening live.
Oh, neat.
So whoever you send to Rolex, we're going to get you on the morning show with us, okay?
Okay, sounds perfect.
All right, thank you, Sarah, and give everybody the website address again.
www.cronofhorse.com, and that's also our Twitter and Facebook is Cron of Horse.
All right, terrific. Thank you, Sarah. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She said nice things about us. We're going to keep her around.
Yeah. You must like her now.
I really like her now. I'm blushing. That doesn't happen often.
I got to tell you guys, before we get to our next guest, we do have a sponsor for this half hour. And our sponsor for this half hour is Pocket Stable. And for those of you listening overseas as well, this is an awesome iPhone app. It's the only iPhone app that's been created for horse owners to keep track of all their information in their iPhone app. You just hit the button, Pocket Stable. I think it's, $3.99? And it stores, like all the horses you have in your barn, at stores, deworming, farrier, dentist visit. It's easily accessible. You can track their weight. You can get reminders of important events like vaccines, worming, farrier visits. So you can keep track of it. And I know that I have it. And I said, so when was that horse shot last? Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Wait, is it 6 weeks? It's time. It just keeps it all very easy in your pocket. So find Pocket Stable in your app store or on your iPhone and visit them at pocketstable.com.
Rhea, next year you're going to have, by the way, you guys have to do this again because now you're committed, whether you like it or not.
And I got that vibe.
Next year, you're going to have to do a category for iPhone apps because that is the newest upcoming thing for sure.
Well, I think we've sort of worked on a few categories, but we're not averse to looking at the new ones. I think you're right. iPhone apps are certainly, you know, creeping in there. And I mean, a brilliant resource. I'm glued to my iPhone for most of the time, so it's always good to have fun things on there, including useful things for horses.
Well, now, and I have to say, too, and I think, Liam, we talked about this before, we're a little bit jealous here in the United States of the horse culture that exists in England and in the UK, in that you guys, you have much more exposure on TV. The major events, the badmintons and the burleys and things like that are covered. It's just a whole different culture over there than the United States when it comes to horses, isn't it?
Well, I think the UK has set itself up as the center of equestrianism in Europe. A lot of the world's leading riders have bases in England, and it's really easy to access mainland Europe and then, you know, pop over to the States if you're going to Rolex or Florida. It's because it's such an easily accessible location. And as a result of that, you know, there's a lot of hype around the celebrity riders, and you know it gets bums on seats, bums in saddles, because people see it. It's much more accessible in the UK and especially Ireland. Ireland has more horses than people, for heaven's sake. And I think it's only a good thing. It's good for the industry. It means that more people can access equestrianism.
And that is so cool. And, you know, we read, Jamie and I review the news every morning to talk about here in the show, and we don't cover mainstream news. We cover the little odd things that happen. And I just have to call you guys out on something. You have more horses getting loose over there and getting in trouble than any country we see.
Maybe it's just reported better. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, I know my horses are always in trouble, so if they're involved with that... one of my horses isn't particularly well at the moment, but she's still managing to escape. So I think maybe they're just... I'm going to say it's reported better, that actually our horses are impeccably behaved over here. It's just reported better.
You just need better fences is what I think. All right, we're going to go to our next award winner here right now. And we're going to... Let me see. I got to get it lined up here. Next up is somebody that I know very well, and we're very happy that they won this award because they do a terrific job, and that's the best use of social media by a tack shop or a company, I think it was, from International. And that winner was my friend Patricia from EcoGold, a sponsor of the Horse Radio Network. Congratulations, Patricia.
Thank you very much. We're very, very happy.
I bet
first,
you are.
We're stunned. So we had to pinch ourselves in various body parts before we...
you
before
guys...
We... Actually, it was your wife that announced it to us with an email that I received. They said, you know, congratulations, you're going to be on the radio show, blah, 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 because I was at a Red Hills horse drive, and the internet there is very, very slow in Tallahassee. We couldn't see the video. We couldn't see anything. And so I get this email from Jennifer saying, and I replied right away. I said, I don't know if you're sending this to the wrong person. She said, no, you won. I said, get out. Anyways, it was funny. So I left the show right away, went to the hotel.
You guys do a great job, especially with your, you know, you're a company that produces really quality boots and pads and things like that. Yet you have taken it and really become a mission to have some sponsored riders, and a lot of companies do that, but you guys take it to the next degree. You follow and support your sponsored riders. You do videos of them. You tweet from events about them. You really support your sponsored riders. It isn't just send them a couple pairs of boots and then that's it.
Right, right. We do. We almost do a consulting on other sponsorships. We try to get them, you know, whatever they need. And it becomes more than sponsored riders. We almost become friends with them. So we try and help them out as much as possible. And when people think of professional riders, they think, oh, you know, these guys are super rich. But, you know, they work hard, you know, a lot of times for not a, lot, a little, you know, for not a lot of money. And so whatever we can do, you know, to help them out, and they help us out as well. So we're very grateful. And also, I just want to thank everybody that voted for us, because we just can't believe it that people took the time to vote for us. I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know who we were, but I guess they checked our Facebook page and they like it. And, you know, we're very surprised.
Well, Patricia, I got to tell you, you know, as far as the best use of social media, you guys certainly had me hooked this weekend by talking about the Red Hills horse trials. And I used to take lessons with Kyle Carter, and you guys were like up to the minute, up to date, and giving us all the information on what was going on with Kyle, because he took a pretty bad spill this week, this weekend. And I found out about it through Eco Gold's social media. I thought it was awesome.
And you know, I was there when that happened as well. I was on the cross country right at that fence, a little bit further up. But what happened is that I was kind of shocked, but I started getting text messages and you know, people just emailing me. And I'm like, because I didn't want to write anything, but I kind of had to, because, you know, I was getting too many messages. So I figured, okay, so I'll put some updates. And when the news were good, then, you know, that we figured, let's put that up there. Because a lot of people, you know, have cell phones and they check Facebook or Twitter, and that's how they get their news. So.
But I will say
Well,
we heard, to give an update on that, he was on the Eventing show that just came out this morning. Chris interviewed him last night down there at Red Hills. And he's okay. His wrist is broken 4 places, and he needs to get some screws and plates, and probably was going to go into surgery today, he said. But the horse is okay too, Pat?
Yes, perfect. Everything was fine. I went to see the horse yesterday. He was fine. Kyle was in when that happened that night, he was at the competitor's party. So, you know.
Thank God for the Eco Gold boots and saddle pad that he had on, man. That stuff is like armor.
Yeah. That played the part, right?
Can you please make some wrist bands for Kyle for next year? He's going to need those.
With that axe thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like the boots.
Hey, I have to say something. I came across something over the weekend. We had some people in, and Courtney Young from 3 Days, 3 Ways blog was in. And we're going to talk about this later in the week, but they did a video replicating you guys did a video where you chop one of your boots with an axe. Well, they replicated that with 3 girls in party dresses in the barn, whacking away at it with an axe. It was funny. We're going to post it later in the week on our site. It was hilarious. People making parodies of your videos now.
I know. It's funny. And the last one we did was with M&M's. It's with one of our half pads that we just whack it with a hammer with M&Ms underneath, and we use other products, and the M&Ms get crushed. And with our half pad, the M&Ms survived. And at Red Hills, we had M&Ms that we were giving out to people and showing the video. So that was quite, you know, we make it as a fun. And also that, you know, we find that a lot of companies don't really test their products. Or if they do, it's so complicated that people cannot replicate it at home. Whereas our testing that we try and do, you know, you could do it at home. You can take the M&Ms, you know, or like Courtney did, she just chopped the boot with an axe and got the same results as we did. So it's not like we're sending it to this very complicated clinical thing with lots of PhD people. that, you know, you have no clue what the test is about or what they're...
No, it's definitely much more fun to see pretty girls in party dresses whacking it with an axe. That's definitely much more fun. Thank you, Patricia. We appreciate you being on. And I also want to thank you on behalf of everybody at the Horse Radio Network for your continued support and being a sponsor of us.
Thanks very much, Glenn.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Patricia.
And the next award we have here coming up, I have to scroll back here a little bit, is the best use of social media by a feed company international.
And that would be Glenn.
and that would be Purina Mills. And I think we have, I got it wrong. Okay, I messed up. I messed
start over,
up.
Start over.
Okay, let me start over and get to the right place here. We have so many show notes today. Okay, let's start over. This is for the best YouTube channel international and the best use of Facebook international and the best use of social media by a riding school international.
And that would be Pirelli. Congratulations, Pirelli. Oh, my gosh. They were all over the place. They won so many of the awards. And we've got on the line with us from Pirelli, Brett Lovins. Hello, Brett. How are you?
Good morning, you guys. I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
Well, we are doing fantastic and enjoying a great day talking to all these award winners. It's like, you know, we're on the red carpet at the Academy Awards and we're interviewing everybody. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, the Equestrian Awards is a really cool thing that was put together, and we were thrilled to be a part of it.
It is. And I got to ask you, how did you get involved in all of this and in Pirelli?
I have a wife that wanted to get into horses, got bucked off 1,000 times, and my niece turned her on to Pirelli and bought her first DVD and became very, very, very passionate about Pirelli. And it was a process, but it came to a point where she really wanted to study with Pat, and she did, and I was all in. So the whole family up and did something different, and it turns out my skill set fit really well with the company, and I'm having a blast being a part of the social media team here at Pirelli. It's just a great, great job and tons of fun.
You were a horse husband like me and got suckered into it. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, there's a lot of those out there, isn't there?
We both ended up this by marrying it and then getting thrown in the deep end. And then eventually we went, you know, we can't fight it. We might as well join it. That's pretty much how it goes.
Well, so you know this story well as well.
I do, yeah. We're both in the same place, I think. I was shocked in the videos, one of the acceptance videos that you guys did, at how many people, were they all employees that were in the video? Is there that many people that work for the Pirelli organization?
Well, the riding school one is one of the campuses in Florida, and that's what's called the Fast Track, which is a professional's one-month course. So those were all students studying the Pirelli program. But the one with the Facebook one, yeah, that was the building here in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And we got about, I think worldwide, we're 50 employees.
Wow.
So,
I didn't like that.
And then, of course, the other one, the small child, she's the graphics designer's daughter, and she's part of the family here as well on a daily basis, which is a ton of fun.
So that's why when Pat was walking around the World Equestrian Games, when I saw him walking around, there were like 50 people around him all the time. It's like a rock star moving through the crowd.
Pat's a great guy. I've getting to know Pat and Linda and finding out they're as cool and compelling as they are as real people has really been part of the magic that you know, that carries the company forward, carries our mission forward, and I'm just psyched to be working for them.
Now, like nobody knows this, everybody knows this, but go ahead and give the website anyway.
Our website is Pirelli.com. Pretty easy.
And your Facebook is just Pirelli, right, too, on there?
It's actually facebook.com/Pirelli Natural Horse Training. But if you type in Pirelli at the top of Facebook, you'll find us real easy.
Okay. Well, congratulations, guys, on 3 awards. Liam, is that the most awards anybody won?
Pirelli and Horse and Hound were the only two that walked away with 3 each.
Well, that's not bad company either there, Brett.
Yeah, I know. We're just psyched. I mean, the team that I work with, that's what we do. This company really embraced social media about a year and a half ago. And you know, we're really, really dedicated to doing a great job online. And so to have a little bit of a kudos for our team has just been really, really great for us.
Well, congratulations. And I am sure that we'll be seeing you everywhere, all over social media. We appreciate you being on.
You bet. Thanks for your time, guys.
All right.
Thanks Liam.
All right. And we're going to have to plow through the rest of them here because we got them coming in fast and furious. Next, we're going to go to somebody that I got to spend the weekend with. And I'm taking a look here. Let me scroll down. Trying to kill time here because our show notes are huge today. And this is actually the first time that we have attempted to do this. But this is the best use of Twitter International and the most informative international. And we are speaking next with, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning with Jamie Jenning and Glenn the Geek, and we're doing the Equestrian Social Media Awards today. We also have Liam and Rhea on with us, who were the ones that put all the work into this. But next up is thehorse.com for winning a couple of awards and being nominated in many more, and our friend Christy. Congratulations, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Glenn. It's great to see you this weekend.
Yes, it was fantastic to finally put a face to the voice we hear every Wednesday morning on the horse report, on the Horse Health Gross Glenn Out report.
You know, we take that as a very personal, important goal.
You guys do a good job some weeks too, let me tell you. And then Jamie just piles on. I mean, she doesn't help the situation at all.
You know, it's always fun to have a target, and you just make such a good one sometimes.
You guys you guys are obviously putting a lot of effort into social media. How much of it has it become part of your business?
It's become quite a bit. You know, we keep an eye. You're using social media to connect with our audience, learn a little bit more about what they want to know, what drives them, what's really interesting right now. And, you know, the horse has always been a very informationally focused business. We've always been pushing out the latest and greatest in veterinary recommendations to our audience. But we're trying. That's what all this is about for us. And we're really glad that everybody else, that all those people who voted for us are recognizing that we're trying to make this conversation a little bit more two-way. And it's a really great thing to see. And we're trying to use that to just engage everybody and make it much more of a two-way conversation. And it's very easy for us to say, well, here's what the vets are talking about. But what the vets are talking about is not always exactly what the horse owners are interested in. And so we're trying to, and we take that both ways. You know, we bring what the vets think is important, and then what the readers think is important, and then get the veterinary input on that. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, and you know, horse health is a topic too where that's important because people want to talk about horse health. That's something that they talk about at the barn, that they're curious about. And, you know, let's face it, horses will find ways to hurt themselves or get sick. That's just what they do for a living.
Exactly. And how many get-togethers of horse people do not include some sort of, oh, my God, you won't believe what my horse did to himself last week?
None. Pretty much none. And that includes our show. So congratulations, Christy, and of course we see you guys every Wednesday about 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time with the Horse Health Report, and you're going to be back again this week, right?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for the
world. What are we talking about this week?
This week we are talking about equitarianism, and this is veterinarians going out into lesser developed countries and providing veterinary care and more importantly, education on proper health care for horses and donkeys, working equids across the world. You know, better design of, I'll call it harness, although that's probably not the best term, for horses that are working, hauling trash to dumps, hauling produce to the markets and things like that, and ways that these families can take better care of these horses to improve the horses' care and also their own livelihood.
And, well, that sounds like fun, and I probably won't even get sick listening to it this morning.
I'll ask Jay to prepare a good story or two for you. Okay. Try to continue our theme.
Thanks, Christy, and congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. And next up, we have the best use of social media by an event or competition, UK and Ireland. And Jamie, this is your cue were you taking this one? I don't know if we lost Jamie, maybe. So I'll take this one. We have up with us for the best use of social media is badminton horse trials. And we have Dominic Sancto on with us. And I got to tell you, there is nobody that does it better when it comes to social media for horse trials than you guys. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Glenn.
We follow badminton over here religiously, and it is so cool that you allow us so many ways to do that from around the world, not just in the United or in the UK.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Glenn, well, I tell you, one of the things that we'll be interested to see is whether you guys are coming over to do live coverage like you've done at Red Hills this weekend. Are you going to come over and do that?
Well, let me tell you, Red Hills paid our way, so the answer is yes, if that's the case.
All right. Okay.
Jamie and I'd be happy to come over, and we would be happy to do our live show from badminton every day. And if you could put us up in one of those nice rooms in that big house there, that would be terrific.
Oh, the big house is full during badminton.
I bet it is, too. So tell us a little bit about badminton for those that don't know about eventing or haven't followed it.
So it's really the birthplace of eventing. It's where the first real three-day event was held, and it was set up 60-odd years ago, back in 1948 or 49, to basically help the British team prepare for the Olympics. And it's been running ever since, and it's one of the largest outdoor sporting events in the world in terms of visitor numbers. I should think, you know, on a cross-country day, it goes, you know, well into six figures, the number of people that turn up. I mean, the place is absolutely heaving, you know, and it's a great, you know, even if you're not into horses or horse trials, it's just a great day out. You know, I've used it, you know, my own sort of day job, I've used it as a great sort of hospitality venue for bringing people along. You know, and they love it and come back year after year.
Well, and I think, too, the riders come back year after year because I had a coach from here in the U.S. that said that going to badminton was like the biggest celebrity moment of his entire life. He gets his horse off the plane, and even the people that were like doing the baggage claim were like, "You're going to badminton. Good luck, man." I mean, you would never find that here in the U.S. ever, and badminton is just such a part of the culture.
Yeah, no, it is. I would say it's probably because of the history. It's one of the events that all of the riders want to win. You know, it really is. It's right up there with things like Wimbledon. You know, in terms of aspiration for athletes.
Well, I know we. So, did you see the acceptance speech by Oliver Taubman?
We did. Yes.
Yeah, he said that winning badminton in Burley meant nothing compared to the Equestrian Social Media Award.
Yeah, well, there you are, you see. our halo is slipping. We'll have to try harder now.
Well,
and I see the horse and hound just pipped us in one of the other categories as well.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
The best YouTube channel. So I think we're going to have to try harder with that this year.
More helmet cam. Need more helmet cam.
Yes. Well, we will have more helmet cam.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. No, we've got quite a few exciting things coming up for this year's event. I mean, every year we try and do something new with social media and the sort of the content we put online. This year we'll certainly have. We're planning to have a few helmet cams, and there's. You might even get a bit of a glimpse of that in some of the preview videos that come up, you know, between now and the event.
When is the event?
Easter weekend, which is the 21st to the 25th of April.
Week
so
before Rolex.
Yeah, right before a Rolex. Then. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the first year before Rolex. So I'm hoping to actually come to Rolex this year for the first time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So Dominic, I just want to go on record. If you want us to come over and do the live show from badminton, I am perfectly willing to fly over with a horse in a stall and sleep under a cross-country jump to get there.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if I could just have that in writing.
Sure, no problem. I'll email you tonight.
Thank
you,
Dante. You guys are great.
It's a great event, and you'd be very welcome.
Where can people find more about the event and see the cool things you do to talk about the cross-country jumps? And the your website's so interactive. And what is that website? So
it's badminton-horse.co.uk.
Okay. Very good.
In the run up to the event, it gets hugely busy. And we have about just over 1 million unique users each year.
Wow. Well, congratulations, and we hope to see you there someday soon. And the other thing I hear about badminton is the shopping is really good, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm you certainly need to charge your credit card up before you come.
Thank you, Dominic. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Glenn.
So now, Liam and Rhea, do you guys attend badminton? Do you go to that?
Oh, yeah.
Every year.
Every year.
My face, I'm on my way.
Now, is it? We have not been there. Neither Jamie or I or Jennifer have been there. It is truly the event of events, isn't it?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Do whatever you can to get there. It is one of the highlights of my year. I love it. It's like Christmas, but with horses. It's amazing.
And the
Christmas
backside.
With horses.
It's amazing. I love it.
I went
with a non-horsey friend last year and made him come on cross-country day. He was walking around going, they'll never jump that, it's too big. Horses can't jump that high. And every single jump around the cross-country course agreed with a, oh, my God, as his horse sort of sailed over and carried on. It was never so sweet.
Yeah, and that's how it seems like at Rolex, too. When you go to Rolex, because you see those jumps, you're like, oh, dude, there is no way somebody's getting,
absolutely.
Oh, my God, they did it.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Brilliant place.
Well, go ahead, Jamie. I was just going to say it's been fun having you on, and it's been a bit of a challenge for us because we've never done this many callers on a line before. So we got through it without too much hiccup and too much trouble. I think Jamie only cut out once, so that's pretty good.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you guys doing this. You guys put a lot of work into this. And we hope that next year goes bigger and better. And is there the plans beginning already for the next one?
Yes, we've already thought of some new categories that we're going to introduce. We're going to have some regional categories. So there'll be best use of social media by region, and the regions will be North America, Latin America, Europe, excluding UK and Ireland, and then one specifically for the UK and Ireland. And then there'll be Asia, Africa, and Australasia. And then from those six, the winner of each region will go through to a panel, an expert panel, and they will decide best use of social media in the world.
Wow. We have to win that one, Jamie. We have to do best use of social media in the world. Then we can put that in our title.
Set your sights high.
I don't think so, Glenn. I think we'd have to have our show translated into a bunch of different languages, and I don't think the Horse Radio Network can pay for that. So we probably won't win worldwide, but I do want to know, are we going to have like some sort of horse radio category? Because we won't be newbies next year.
What other horse radio stations
are
there? You're the only one?
Well, that's okay. We're guaranteed to win that way. I love that.
I know.
I do like your thinking, actually.
We're a shoo-in. We had to work at it this year.
Just one thing I'd like to say. We received, obviously we asked everyone to send through two speeches, an acceptance speech and a well-wishing speech or a thank you for voting speech. And we've actually taken those, the well-wishing speeches, and cut them into two videos that we're putting on YouTube today. And if you go on to the Facebook page, the Equestrian Social Media Awards Facebook page, the first one, just as I press the button, is now available for people to watch.
Oh, wow, cool. Hey, Jamie.
People can have a look at the other videos that were sent through.
Hey, Bria, I have a question.
Yep.
Okay. We didn't send the second one. We sent an acceptance speech, but we didn't do a consolation speech. Does that make us arrogant or confident?
I'm going to say confident.
Okay, good. Good answer.
It makes us forgetful.
Arrogant doesn't sound very nice, so I'm going to go confident.
Confidently arrogant, maybe?
No, not at all.
So
no, your
nice.
Speech was lovely.
She's so nice. We like Rhea. Liam and Rhea,
thank you
so much for being on the show today. I know it took a lot of your time, and it's the middle of the day over there, and so I'm sure you have stuff to do, but we sure do appreciate it. And thank you so much for putting on these awards. It was just such a cool idea, and thanks for being a part of our show today.
Thank you so much
for your support. You guys have been absolutely amazing.
Definitely. I think we've been very, very lucky with the support that we've had from a number of people, but I know that the Horse Radio Network is certainly up there. I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you, guys. We're looking forward to next year. We're going to be there competing for the best morning live radio show.
In that specific category.
Bye, guys.
Love it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun and a challenge, too. But we got through it. We did it. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't really want to take a 12 to 14 guest every show. I have to work. And I don't know if we maybe lost Jamie again.
Jamie left the room.
Yeah, it looks like we lost her again. So I'm sure she'll be back here very shortly. Jamie, are you back?
You hung up on me.
I think I did accidentally hang up on you. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. There's so many lines I accidentally hung up on you. There was nothing personal, by the way. I was just saying that I don't think I want to do a show that requires this much work every day. You and I just sit around and chat, and that's our show.
Hear me now?
I can hear you now. There you are.
Okay, yeah. Then Jennifer just put me on mute. So good times. You guys are doing great. I mean, hanging up on me, putting me on mute, taking me off the air. That's awesome. So
everything's okay as long as you still get your paycheck.
I don't care what we do. I got to tell everybody about tomorrow's show or Wednesday's show. That, well, coming up this week, I had a pretty awesome weekend with a 74-year-old student who did her first dressage show. We talked a little bit about it on Friday, and we're going to have an update on that and how the weekend went. So I wanted to mention that listen coming up because I think Mary Lou is going to join us and talk about her first dressage show experience. Yeah, she's going to come on the show with us.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, we're looking forward to that, and I know a bunch of our listeners posted on Facebook about that. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Cool.
Yeah,
you're not going to give us a hint?
I'm not going to give you a hint at all. And also, I have the greatest husband of all time, and I will tell you why that is the truth. Also, tomorrow. So I'm leaving you in suspense. I had an amazing, crazy weekend, and I cannot wait to tell you about it, but you're going to have to wait.
Okay, we'll wait. All right, everybody, thank you so much. And, of course, you can listen to all of our shows on the Horse Radio Network. We have 8 different shows. This is only just one of them. And you can find the rest of them at horseradionetwork.com. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook. Please like us. Go to Horses in the Morning on Facebook and do a like. We would appreciate that. And you can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio.
You can follow Glenn on Twitter. I don't tweet. I just read them. If you missed the live show or any of the live shows, or you're listening for the first time and you want to go back and punish yourself a little bit more, you can listen to any of the recorded versions on our websites, affiliate websites, iTunes. You can download the whole show on iTunes. You don't ever have to miss an episode. And we will be back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. And again, unless Glenn hangs up on me again, we will tell you what happened with Mary Lou, 74 years old, in her first ever dressage show. Booyah.
And right before we go, we didn't get to do this earlier, and I just can't stand the Daily Winnie goes out to Rick Conley, who just posted on our Facebook page, great show, guys. A special thanks to Jennifer, who was the one behind the scenes setting everything up. Yay!
Absolutely.
Jennifer had her hands full today, let me tell you. So, first of all, she has to put up with us every day. And then she had to take like 14 calls. So good job, Jennifer. And goodbye, everybody. Have a safe day. Wear your helmet.